ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो दिस् बुक् अपरोक्षानुभूतिः The subject matter is presented briefly, thereafter the same subject matter is presented elaborately. We started seeing the brief, we finished the brief teaching and we went into the elaborate teaching, and the elaborate teaching we are now seeing the Jiva Swarupa Vicharaha. we are doing the enquiry into the nature of the individual, and for which Shankara presents first how there is mixing up of Atma and Anatma, and the two mixing up of similar things is natural, possible, but mixing up of something diagonally opposite things is really an ignorance. There cannot be a bigger and greater ignorance than mixing up these diagonally opposite things. That context we are seeing, when we covered up to 21. And there he presents every small information, every small point about how Atma is different from the Anatma. What he presents both the nature of the Atma and the nature of Anatma, and the Atma and Anatma, the Anatma body mind complex and Atma Chaitanyam, both are of different natures, and still and both are mixed up, and both are one is mistaken for the other, that he is presented till the 21st. 22nd also, and that he is entering into a new thing. Okay, let's do the last one now. We have finished 21st, haven't we?
Yes. You said 22, clarifies 20.
Yeah. Atmanastat prakashatvam.
Atmanastat prakashatvam.
यत्पदार्थावभासनम् नाग्न्यादि दीप्तिवद्दीप्तिः भवत्यान्ध्यं यतो निशि
आत्मनस्तत्प्रकाशत्वम्
यत्पदार्थावभासनम् नाज्ञादिदीप्तिवद्दीप्तिः भवत्यान्ध्यं यतो निशि. In the previous verses, till the 21st, we can make actually a chart. What is Atma? What is Anatma? Quickly, we have to say once. Atma Nishkalaha Yekaha Dehaha Bahavaha Bahubihi Avritaha. Number one difference. आत्मा नियामकः देहः नियम्यकः आत्मा अन्तः antaha atma, antaha dehaha bahyaha. Okay, try to listen. When you make a chart, okay, atma niyamakaha, dehaha niyamyakaha. Equivalent. Atma antaha, dehaha bahyaha. Atma jnanamayaha, dehaha ashuchihi. Atma jnanamayaha, dehaha mamsamayaha. Atma jnanamayaha, dehaha mamsamayaha. Mamsamayaha implies inertness. And atma punyaha, dehaha ashuchihi. I got that, we had to get the equivalent. Atma prakashakaha, dehaha tamasaha. Atma swachaha, dehaha aswachaha. You can include aswachaha. I'm adding that. Atma nityaha, dehaha anityaha. Atma sadrupaha, dehaha asatrupaha. Asadrupaha arasanmayaha. Got it? These are the differences. So, deha atma nityaha, dehaha asatmayaha. We will start from there. When you say atma nityaha, nityatvam, the eternity, atma is of the nature of eternity. When you say atma has no beginning and atma has no end, atma is subject to any change. That is asadmayaha. In fact, atma is the only existent reality. That also is implied. Atma is the only existent reality. That means, what about the adehaha? Dehaha, now we are doing even the deha vichara. Aftya, we are doing atmanatma vichara. We are comparing the same time. Dehaha, there is sthula sharira vichara. What is sthula shariram? This sthula sharira, sthula dehaha, anityaha, it is not permanent. That means what? Not permanent means it is mithya. Mithya means what? It has no, it has a beginning, it has an end, and it has only, it exists only in the present. While existing in the present also, it has no independent existence. You have to remember this, no? Anityaha means, how you have to say anityaha? It has beginning and end. That means there's a time it doesn't exist, there's a time it will not be existent, but only it is present, only it is existent only in the present, and while existing in the present also it has no independent existence, it exists depending upon something else, therefore it is mithya. Okay? Anityaha, time bound, therefore it is mithya. And mithyatma is said to be what now? Asadrupaha. Anything mithya is not non-existent, it is as good as non-existent. We have to say this. Asadrupaha, dehaha asadrupaha means body is not a non-existent thing, but body is as good as non-existent because it is mithya. Why it is mithya? Because it has no independent existence, it has beginning and end. These are the, we have to remember. No, because some non-exist, we should say it has this asadrupaha means, asat means non-existent. But non-existent means what? It is as good as non-existent. Because it is mithya. Okay. Then, afterwards, now he is entering into a new last thing. Atmanaha tat prakashatvam. Now he just leaves the badeha and he goes to the just the atma. Prakashatvam. Prakashatva means what now? The illumining nature. Prakashatva means illumining nature. Illumining nature of the Atma. Atmanaha is a possessive word. Atma is an akaranta pullinga shabdaha and shashti vibhaktav ekavachane atmanaha iti rupam. Atmanaha. Now, of the Atma, Atma Udaya, Prakashatvam, the illumination, the illumining nature, Swarupam of the Atma, is what now? yet padartha avabhasanam. Padartha means object. Padartha means object. Any object is called padartha because any object of knowledge is indicated by a word, through a word. Therefore, padasya artha padartha. An object is called padartha. So, anything which is a meaning of the word, indicated by a word, knowable through a word, is padartha. So, for object. So, padartha, padarthasya avabhasanam. Atma's, the nature of, the illumining nature of the Atma is what now? It illumines the object. Okay, illumines the object means what? Atma illumines the object. When you say Atma illumines the object, so Atma is what now? Atma is of the nature of illumining. It illumines the object means Atma is the light. Atma is what? The light of consciousness. Atma is the light. The light of consciousness illumines every object. When you say Atma, the light of consciousness illumines the object means, is it like any other light? The question comes, is it like any other light? There is a sun, there is a moon, there is a fire, there is lightning. So many sources of light, and therefore is Atma like any one of the lights. Not only those sources of light, our own senses, sense organs are said to be known as light. Our mind also is known as light, because if we analyze the very definition of the light, that in whose presence everything becomes known is the light. That in whose presence anything and everything becomes known is the light. So that in whose presence an object becomes known, it is called a light. That's why we say this light also is what now? Therefore the light, prakashaha, which is an object of knowledge, is also said to be light. The actual light also is called light, because in his presence opaque objects become revealed, known, seen, visible. Therefore, here we say each sense organ is a light, devaha. Each sense organ is a deepaha, jyotihi. Because each sense organ in its presence, given sense object becomes illumined. Netra jyotihi, shrotra jyotihi, nasika jyotihi, grana jyotihi, jihva jyotihi, rasa jyotihi. We can say that. Because each sense organ is a jyotihi in whose presence a given object becomes illumined. And not only these pancha jyotis, pancha devaha, devanam devaha, I taught you in Dripti Shiveka class, deva devaha, mind also is a jyotihi, is a light which illumines the lights of the sense organs. But that mind is also what now? Mind, light, katma, the consciousness is the light in whose presence mind becomes known. Not only mind becomes known, thereby senses become known, thereby sense objects become known. Whereas atma jyotihi is also what now? Deeptihi is another word. Deeptihi also means light. Okay, atma deeptihi is not agnyadi deeptivate. It's not like the light or other sources of light. Agni adi. Agnihi means fire. The light of consciousness is not like the other sources of light such as fire. Agni adi. Agnihi. Suryaha. Chandraha. No, you can say the vidyut. You can say so many. Also what now? Pancha indriyani. Manaha. They're all lights only. Therefore, all of them are lights. Therefore, this Atma, the Jyoti of consciousness, light of consciousness, is not like the light, other sources of light or other lights, because all other lights, in the presence of all other lights, okay, many things become known, So they're all lights. But one thing they cannot illumine. Fire, sun, moon, lightning, all these sources of light cannot illumine one object. That is called darkness. When the light comes, light drives away darkness. Light can never illumine darkness. But Atma Jyotihi is a light which can illumine darkness and which can remain with the darkness. Is it? So, if we say, if Atma Jyotihi cannot illumine darkness, then what will happen? Every day when we fall asleep, there will not be experience. Nishi, in the night, when we fall asleep, or when it gets very dark in the night, then if Atma, light of consciousness, cannot illumine darkness in the night, then there will not be experiencer in the night. There is night in the darkness also, there is experiencer of darkness. There is experience of darkness, and darkness is experienced. That means what? Atma is there when darkness is. Isn't it? When the light is there, darkness doesn't exist. That means what? Light cannot illumine darkness. The experience of darkness in the night will never be possible if Atma, light of consciousness, also is like any other sources of light. This is the difference. Is it? So what he says, yat padartha avabhasanam na agnyadi deeptivat. Deepti, not agnyadi deeptivat. When you say consciousness, the light of consciousness illumines the objects, when you say, or when you say there is illumination of objects by the light of consciousness, light of consciousness, that light of consciousness is not like the other sources of light such as fire. Na agni adi deepti vat na deeptihi atmanaha. It's not like other sources of light. Deeptihi light. The light of consciousness is not like other light, sources of light such as fire, etc. Why? He says, yataha, yataha, andhyam, nishi, bhavati. Yataha, andhyam, nishi, bhavati. Na bhavati, no? If the light of consciousness is not there, if light of consciousness also were like the other sources of light, then there would not have been the experience of darkness in the night. There wouldn't be experience of darkness in the night. If Atma is also like the other sources of light. Why? Other sources of light are incapable of illumining darkness. They cannot exist when darkness is there. Therefore, they cannot illumine the dark. They can chase away, drive away darkness, but they cannot illumine the darkness. But here, light of consciousness is, or no, can illumine even the darkness. Nishi andhyam. Andhyam means blindness. Like this, darkness. Darkness. Literal meaning is blindness. Here we know blindness, darkness. And the light of consciousness is also like the light of other lights, then every blind person, what now, wouldn't be able to know anything else. Every blind person, the blind person, only one object he cannot know, light and the opaque objects. But the blind person is capable of knowing everything else. He can hear the sound, he can have the knowledge of taste, he can have the knowledge of touch, everything. Therefore, it is different from other lights. Therefore, dehoha, now hereafter, he is going to start different, he is going to present the nature of Atma alone. Till now he compared, he said, he presented the nature of how Atma and Anatma are of different diagonally opposite natures. Now he is going to discuss only about the Atma Swarupam. Before he entering into the Atma Swarupam, he presents certain Viveka, disc medium method.
Dehoha mityayam mudho.
Dhritva tishtatyaho janaha. Mamaya mityapi jnatva. Ghata drashteva sarvada. Dehoha mityayam mudho.
Dhritva tishtatyaho janaha.
Mamaya mityapi jnatva. Ghata drashteva sarvada. So, now what he wants to say, there are so many differences between the Atma and Anatma. In spite of these differences being there, you know, in spite of differences being there, differences so clear, still I am Janaha, this human being, this person, this Janaha, this person, what now? Aham Dehaha Iti Dhritva Tishtati. Still, in spite of these differences being so clear between Atma and Anatma, this human being, he remains holding on to that notion. He remains holding on to that notion. What is that? Aham Dehaha. I am the body. Tishtati, he remains. How? Holding on to the notion. What is the notion? Aham Dehaha. Thinking I am Dehaha, I am the body, this person remains. This person is. So every human being has this thinking that I am the body. For him, the I sense, Aham Buddhihi, is so ingrained in the body. For them, the meaning of the word I is just the physical body. He is not able to see the meaning of the I being not just the body. Meaning of the I being not the body. Okay? And not only that, and he also knows what now. Not only he has this aham, I am, aham dehaha, I am the body, this notion is there. But he also says what? I am mama iti jnatva. If he does not say my body, I am dehaha mama. But I am Dehaha Mama means this body is mine. This is my body. He knows this also. Gyatva. I am Mama Iti Gyatva. Some occasions my back aches, my leg aches. My head aches. We say this. That means what? I am Dehaha Mama. This expression also is there in our day-to-day conversation. Isn't it? This is my body, this knowledge also is there. This is my body, this knowledge is there. But still, I am the body, this notion also is there. How is it? Sometimes you say, this is my body. But sometimes you say, your interactions, all your transactions, they sound you, that you have the notion, I am the body. Not the notion, you're strong, you're very rooted in it, understanding that I am the body. I am Deha Mama Iti Gyatva. In spite of knowing this body is mine, this is my body, it belongs to me. Gyatva. How sarvada ghatadrashta iva. Sarvada ghatadrashta. Ghatadrashta iva. Ghatadrashta means, ghataha means spot. And drashta means seer. The one who sees the pot, definitely seer of the pot, or seer of any gross big object, does not mistake the seen object for himself, the seer. He is very clear. Ghatadrashta, ghatam, atmatvena na svikaroti. The seer of the pot does not mistake the pot for the seer himself. Ghatadrashta iva. Similarly, you also say what now? This is my body. I am Mama Iti Gyatva. Knowing that this body is mine, like the pot maker who distinguishes himself, the seer of the pot, knower of the pot, distinguishes himself from the known pot, still you have a strong understanding that I am the body. Yaha yasya drashta saha tataha bhinnaha. The knower of a given object is different from that known object. Yaha yasya drashta saha tasmad bhinnaha. Different. Therefore, you are the knower of the body. You say, this is my body, in some expressions. Like the pot, the seer of the pot, ghatadrashta iva. You also see, in spite of seeing this body being yours, you still have the notion, I am the body. Isn't it? So he points out that. But now he's going to the next. But what are you? What are you? What does this I mean actually? He says, all this sort of Atma Swarupa Vicharaha begins from here. Okay, first he presented Atma Anatma Bedaha Vivekaha Viveka Vicharaha. Now he starts what? Now only the Atma Swarupa Vicharaha. And when he says Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, he negates. Okay? There's a negation of the body as the non-self, rejection of the body as the non-self, and assertion of the Atma being Chaitanyam. The two things simultaneously happening. Okay, continuous, conscious rejection of what the self is not and assertion of what the self is simultaneously. Okay, Brahmaivaham
samashantaha.
Brahmaivaham samashantaha.
Brahmaivaham samashantaha.
Sachidananda lakshanaha.
Sachidananda lakshanaha.
Naham deho hyasadrupaha.
Naham deho hyasadrupaha.
Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi. So, what is jnanam, he says here. What is that it is said to be jnanam? See, mixing up of the diagonally opposite atma and anatma is ajnanam. Sorting out of atma and anatma as two different things is what? Jnanam. What is ajnanam? What is jnanam? Mistaking the one for the other is ajnanam, and seeing them discriminatively is jnanam. Discrimination and discriminative understanding is jnanam, and mistaking one for the other, mixing up, is ajnanam. So what is jnanam then here? Assertion of the repeated conscious assertion of the limitlessness of the self is jnanam. Consciously rejecting the limitations of the limitations as something belonging to the anatma is what? It's also jnanam, isn't it? So what is jnanam iti buddhaihi uchyate? Look at this. Buddhaihi. Buddha means wise person. So buddhaihi, men of vision, it is said, iti uchyate, it is said to be what? Knowledge. Jnanam iti uchyate, this is what is knowledge. Thus said by men of vision, the wise people. Atma jnanibihi, jnanibihi jnanam iti uchyate. அறிஞர்களால் ஞானம் என்று சொல்லப்படுகிறது. Said to be knowledge. Okay? What is said to be knowledge? He says, Aham Brahma Eva. Aham Brahma Eva. I, the self, am Brahman. And what is that Brahman? Is now Sachidananda lakshanaha. I myself am Brahman, which is pure consciousness, which is the existence, and which is of the nature of limitlessness. And that pure consciousness, the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is the same in all the beings. For that to be same in all the beings, what is implied is, it is one. If there are more than one, it cannot be the same. It will differ. The samaha implies oneness also. Sameness implies oneness also. One, same, only same consciousness. Therefore, and then shantaha. Shanta means what now? I myself am the consciousness which is of the nature of peace. I cannot become peaceful, nor am I disturbed. Consciousness is never disturbed. Consciousness cannot be disturbed. Perturbed. Consciousness cannot become peaceful also. Consciousness is peace by itself. Shanti Swarupam Brahma. Therefore, what now? Because he is Aham, he is Shantaha. The thing is, when we study Shastram also, okay, Atma, the self. Atma is Brahman. Atma is of the nature of consciousness. Atma is of the nature of existence. Atma, consciousness, the existence is of the nature of limitlessness. And Atma is peace by itself. Instead of saying Atma and Brahman, Shankara says, put Aham there. Okay, don't simply say Atma Brahman alone. Aham, and the meaning of the word I is what? Satchidananda Lakshanaha. That's what he says. Aham. What happens? Study, then you become Brahman also, one of the objects. And I know consciousness, Atma is consciousness, Atma is Brahman, Atma is of the nature of limitlessness, existence, consciousness, but I am unhappy. Isn't it? That's what, remove the word everything there, put in the place of Aham, Atma, put very Aham. That's why Aham Brahma. Aham Brahma Samaha Shantaha Satchidananda Lakshanaha. Then if I am that, you should also ascertain what? You should assert also what? Na Aham Dehaha. Na Aham Dehaha. I am not the body. I am not the body means the meaning of the word I is not the Dehaha. Why? Because Dehaha is like just Maik Drashta Maik Taha Bhinnaha. Prakasha Drashta Prakasha Taha Bhinnaha. Shabda Shrota Shabdaat Bhinnaha. The listener of the sound is different from the sound. Seer of the light is different from the light. Smell, one who smells the object is different from the smell. One who tastes the food is different from the food. Tasted. Therefore, the jnatat binnaha jnata. Isn't it? Jnatru. So, the knower is different from the known, and this dehaha is being an object of knowledge. You have to what now? Aham dehat bhinnaha. Dehaha jnatam. Dehaha jnayate. Aham jnata. I am the knower. Experiencer is different from the experienced and the experience. Also, we are going to see that later on. Now he only says Thula Deha Nirakaranam. Okay, only the negation of Thula Shairam. For Na Aham Dehaha. And what is this Dehaha? Asad Rupaha. I itself am not this physical body, which is an object of my knowledge, and I am the knower, and whatever. This Dehaha is Asad Rupaha, which is Mithya. Okay? Which is Mithya, Asad Rupaha. I itself am not the Mithya Dehaha. I itself am the knower. Satyam Brahma. Sadrupaha. I am of the nature of very existence. I am of the nature of consciousness. I am consciousness. I am existence. I am Anandaha. You are going to see that again later on, next verse also. Therefore, when you say Aham Anandaha, I am fullness. Isn't it? The thing is, when the aham the deha becomes, the notion becomes very strong, then the limitations become superimposed. And a sense of inadequacy comes, and the inadequacy is isolation. Inadequacy is smallness. If fullness is not owning, claiming the fullness as Swarupam is Jnanam, And not claiming the fullness is what? Not claiming the fullness is smallness. What is smallness? Not claiming the fullness is smallness as one son sorupam. And then smallness is what? Inadequacy. Inadequacy is isolation. Isolation is actually dukkham. Dukkha karanam. Isn't it? Whereas, and that is aham brahma samaha shantaha sachidananda lakshanaha na aham dehaha asadrupaha. Asadrupaha dehaha aham na. Okay. Simultaneously, we are doing both. That means what? We are consciously rejecting the limitations of the mithya dehaha and consciously we are asserting the real nature of limitlessness. Okay? The self. Then, nirvikaro, all these verses are the same now. Nirvikaro nirakaro.
Nirvikaro nirakaro.
Niravadyoha mauvyaya.
Niravadyoha mauvyaya.
Naham deho hyasadrupo.
Naham deho hyasadrupo.
Jnanamityuchyate budaihi. This is what is said to be knowledge by the men of vision, by wise people. What is it said to be jnanam? Consciously asserting the limitlessness as one's own sarupam and consciously rejecting the limitations belonging to the deha is the jnanam. So, nirvikaraha. Okay, you say, na aham de asadrupaha dehaha. I, the self, am the knower, different from the known physical body, which is mithya, which is material. Whereas, what am I then? Nirvikaraha. Why? The dehaha, asadrupaha dehaha is subject to all modifications. Shad vikaravan dehaha. We had it in Tattvabodha. Right? Remember here. Asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, nashyati. Remember? Shad vikaravan dehaha. Aham, what now? I am not the vikaravan dehaha. If I am not the vikaravan, the body is subject to all sixfold modifications, then what am I then? Nirvikaraha. I am of the nature of changelessness. I, the self, am the consciousness, which is of the nature of changelessness. Nirvikaraha. Then not only nirvikaraha, nirakaraha. Akaraha means form. Every object in the world, every object of knowledge has some form or the other. Every object of knowledge has some form or the other. And physical body, of course, has a form. I am not the mithya material body, which is an object of knowledge, which has a form, but I, the self, am the consciousness, which is of the nature of formlessness. Okay? Nirakaraha. Nirvikaraha, nirakaraha. Akaraha, yasya nasti, saha nirakaraha. Nirakaraha. Then niravadyaha. Niravadhyaya means free from all the defects. Niravadhyaya. What are the defects? Birth, death, old age, diseases. The physical body, we should remember the fact, however well we maintain the body, it is subject to grow old, it's subject to fall sick, subject to fall apart one day. It is subject to all the defects. There is no defectless dehaha. It is, if at all there is something defectless, defect free, there is only one vastu, that is existence, consciousness, the reality. Okay, therefore I to self am. Shankara doesn't want us to use here the word Atma, Brahman, etc. Because we make all those natures as objects. I to self am, consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of fullness, is free from all defects. Defect-free chaitanyam aham, not the defective dehaha, anavadhyaha, niravadhyaha. Then defectless. Then aham avyayaha. Avyayaha is another word for nirvikaraha. Vyayaha means, you know, decaying. In fact, expenditure also is called vyayaha in Sanskritam. Ayaha means income, vyayaha means expenditure. Okay, there's a growth and there's also decay. It's a part of our change, isn't it? Decay is called vyayaha. So, avyayaha, atma, I to self am the consciousness, which is not subject to any growth or any decline or any decay. Whereas, you have to say, what deha, what now? Asadrupaha. I itself am the satyam, the reality. This dehaha is mithya, material, mayakaryam, avidyakaryam, mithya dehaha, savikaraha, sakaraha, what now, savadhyaha, and what now, definitely subject to all vyayaha. Listen, all changes in decay. Therefore, I am not the this sariram, dehaha. We'll go next one. Niramayo nirabhaso.
Niramayo nirabhaso.
Nirvikalpohamatataha.
Nirvikalpohamatataha.
Naham deho yasadrupo.
Naham deho yasadrupo.
Jnana mityuchyate budaihi. Jnanamityuchyate budaihi. Jnanamityuchyate budaihi. Uchyate is said. What is said? Jnanam iti uchyate. It is said to be jnanam. By whom? By budaihi, by wise people. What is said to be knowledge by wise people? Na aham dehaha asadrupaha. I self am not the mithya bhautika dehaha. Then what am I then? I self am consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of fullness, which is fullness, happiness itself. That aham niramayaha. Amayaha means disease. Niramayaha means, what now? Not free from all forms of illnesses and diseases. Already I said anavadhyaha, niravadhyaha, anavadhyaha, but again niramayaha. Any illness, any disease is what? Amayaha. And not only what, no, all the diseases belong to the physical body. Even the diseases, like most of the psychosomatic, you know, this disease caused, illness is caused by even the unhealthy thinking, unhealthy attitudes, wrong thinking, wrong perceptions. All those belong to the deha. Whereas here, niramayaha, atma chaitanyam, is free from all diseases. No disease can ever touch the consciousness. Therefore, niramayaha. But I am that consciousness. Aham niramayaha. I am free from all sicknesses and diseases. All the people who are in the hospital should be taught this. They'll be very happy at least. But not simply taught teaching, okay? It should become the fact. People who are now outside the hospital also, there's no guarantee that they'll be forever like that. Don't worry. Then nirabhasaha. Nirabhasaha is another very interesting word. Palavyapti rahitaha. Is some different topic I had to teach actually. Palavyapti rahitaha nirabhasaha. Nirabhasaha is opposite sabhasaha, isn't it? Palavyapti rahitaha means it is never an object of knowledge, never available for objectification. Never available for objectification means, never objectifiable means, it is ever unknowable. I itself am the consciousness, ever unknowable. Unknowable means what? Knowable is an object. Unknowable is that which is never an object. Unknowable is not mistaken. Okay, Atma cannot be known. No. When I say Atma is ever unknowable, means what? Atma, knowable is an object. Unknowable is never an object. Unknowable is always what? No. The only unknowable is the subject, the knower. Okay, unknowable is not an object, ever the subject. That means, what now cannot be known means, in fact, Atma need not be known. Why? Because Atma is ever self-evident. This nirabhasaha, you have to say this much. I itself am the consciousness, need not be known. Because I am ever evident. Why I am need not be known? Why I am ever evident? To know whether anything else is, I need to make effort. To know whether I am, I need not ask anybody whether I am here or not. Okay? Therefore, Atma is something, but no, I itself am the consciousness, ever evident as I. Even in darkness, even a blind person, deaf person, anybody can say, I am. You don't need any light. To know whether you are, you don't need any other light. Any other source means of knowledge. Of course, not being dependent on any means of knowledge, means what? Is being self-evident. Is it clear now? The first word, the meaning is actually nirabhasaha. Prida, nirabhasaha means it's something unobjectifiable, not object of knowledge, unknowable. Unknowable means never an object, ever the subject. Ever the subject means need not be known, cannot be known, because ever self-evident. Because one thing, only thing in the world which does not depend upon, which does not require the means of knowledge to know. One thing to know which you don't need a means of knowledge is what now? You. Because you are the very employer of means of knowledge. Okay, to know what you are, you need Shastra. But otherwise, to know you are, you don't need anything else. For Nirabhasaha, that self-evident I am consciousness. Nirabhasaha, nirvikalpaha. Ideal self, I am free from all divisions, all differences, all sorts of differences. Vikalpaha means division and difference. Nirvikalpaha, free from all differences. Sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha. All these differences are there. Now, physical body object to all forms of differences. It has to be differentiated from the bodies of what now? Other living beings, other non-living things. It has to be differentiated from other human bodies also. Sajatiya bheda. Vijatiya bheda means it can be differentiated from all other body, other forms of bodies. Living bodies, non-living things, etc. Other forms. It can be differentiated from all other human bodies. It can be differentiated what now? From one thing to other. Head can be differentiated from the hands. Hands can be differentiated from the thighs. Swagata Veda. This body has all sorts of Vedas. It is subject to Swagata Vedaha. It has Swagata Vedaha. Vedaha. It has Vijatiya Vedaha. It has Sajatiya Vedaha. Vijatiya Vedaha. Whereas Atma, I the self, am consciousness which is free from all differences. We will see this in Taittiriya class also anyway. So nirvikalpaha aham, what now? Atataha. Nirvikalpaha atataha. This dehaha, what now? It only occupies a given place. Deshataha parichinnam, kalataha parichinnam. It is bound by time and space, whereas aham atataha means asamantat tataha means whatever. I pervade everything. I, the consciousness, am all pervasive. There is no time I do not exist. There is no place where I am not. Therefore, as consciousness, aham, what now? Actually speaking, the truth of the individual, unchanging nature in an individual is consciousness, which is pure existence, which is of the nature of fullness. And I cannot place I anywhere else other than that consciousness. Therefore, I am that consciousness which is, what now, all pervasive. Atataha. Atanoti iti atataha. Atanoti. It pervades everything. All pervasive. Atataha. Whereas, what now? Na aham dehaha. This is a fact to be understood and retained all the time in the minds. Aham na aham dehaha asadrupaha jnanam. This is what is jnanam iti uchyate. So here with what now? I never become non-existent. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. We have to compare all these things. Sadrupaha aham satchit ananda lakshanaha na asadrupaha dehaha. So that means what? The body is, the transacting medium is, transaction is I am. Transacting medium is not, body is not, still I am. Transaction alone is not there. So absence of transacting medium is an absence of transaction, but it is not absence of consciousness. Is it clear now? Absence of transaction is not the non-existence of consciousness, the Atma. But when the transacting medium is not there, transaction stops. The transaction stops, we think I am not there. Okay? So, non-existence, the absence of transaction does not mean the absence or non-existence of the self. When there is transaction, transacting medium, there is manifest consciousness. When the non-transaction, when there is no transaction, in the absence of transacting medium, there is pure existence. Transaction free, is it? Non-entangled consciousness. A consciousness never involved in transactions. Is it clear now? Therefore, dehaha, before the birth of the dehaha, I the self am consciousness. Now, I the self am the consciousness, am what I was, I am, I will ever be. I mean what? Consciousness was, consciousness is, consciousness will ever be. As what? As pure existence consciousness was. The consciousness, the pure existence was ever full. The consciousness, the pure existence ever is. The consciousness, the existence, the fullness will ever be. But what comes and goes, asadrupaha, asadrupaha dehaha, are the transacting media, they come and go. When they are, there are transactions. When they go away, transaction stops. But consciousness does not come and go, then never is there absence of consciousness. We mistake the transacting, non-existence of, absence of transacting medium should not be mistaken for the absence of Atma, the consciousness, the content of I. Absence of transaction should not be mistaken for the absence of consciousness. Okay, I the self am the consciousness, existence, limitlessness. I am not the asadrupaha, mithya, jada, bhautika, dehaha. Iti, okay, this is what is jnana. This discriminative knowledge is called jnanam by the wise people. is called, is known as knowledge by the wise people. Nirguno nishkriyo nityo.
Nirguno nishkriyo nityo.
Nitya muktoham achyutaha.
Nitya muktoham achyutaha.
Naham deho hyasadrupo.
Naham deho hyasadrupo.
Jnana mityuchyate buddhaihi.
Jnana mityuchyate buddhaihi.
So, nirgunaha, nishkriyaha, nityaha, nitya muktaha, aham achyutaha. Na aham dehaha asadrupaha. It just aham na deha asadrupaha dehaha na. I am not the material mithya physical body. And I am aham nirgunaha. Nirgunaha. No, I myself am the consciousness which is of the nature of attributelessness. Nirgunaha. All the attributes or doshas, defects, all belong to the body, belong to the mind. Okay, all this, balyam, kaumaram, yavanam, vayavardhakyam, they all belong to gunas of the deha, physical body. Diseases belong to the physical body. Defects belong, blindness, deafness, etc. All the defects belong to the sense organs. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi, impurities belong to the mind. Belong to the mind means they are the mind. Whereas atma, the consciousness, I itself am the consciousness free from all these doshas. Dosha rahitaha, I'm guna rahitaha. Even if you say guna rahitaha, in very guna, sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha, is all those also what now? Actually, all those gunas form, constitute the maya, all those gunas belong to the maya products, material products, whereas consciousness is free from all those things. All those gunas and the guna karyani also. Effects of the gunas. Okay, nirgunaha, nishkriyaha. Consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. Nishkriyaha. Nishkriyaha, because any kriya makes the atma located in a place. But now, atma being all pervasive, but now, atma is free from all actions. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Actionlessness also implies what? Silence. Even though no speech is possible, no action is possible without the Atma, but Atma is of the nature of actionlessness, nishkriyaha. Then karma, any function, action, they all belong to physical body. Deha sakriyaha, manaha sakriyam manaha, sakriyaha deha, sakriyaha pranaha, sakriyaha pranaha. Now sakriyani, indriyani, all of them have functions and actions, but consciousness, I itself am the consciousness, free from all actions. I am of the nature of actionlessness. Then, nityaha. Already has been said, but still saying what no. Nityaha. Okay, nityaha, when you say Nityaha, kala aparichinnaha. Nityatva means kala aparichinnaha. Kalataha aparichinnaha. So Atma is free from time limitation. Means Atma is of the nature of timelessness because time itself is an object of knowledge. Time itself is an object of knowledge. So Atma is of the nature of timelessness. There is a time when the time is not there, but there is no time, Atma is not there. Therefore, I am consciousness which is of the nature of timelessness. I am the timeless reality. Here, Shankara wants us to use Aham instead of Atma or Brahman. I am of the nature of consciousness. I am of the nature of timelessness. I am of the nature of actionlessness. I am of the nature of attributelessness. I, the self, am the consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness, timelessness, nityaha, attributelessness. Then, nitya muktaha aham. Aham nitya muktaha. Nityam, I am ever free. Yesterday I was repeating this 100 times, this lesson. Nitya muktaha. Nitya muktaha means there is no such a thing called bondage for Atma. If at all we talk about the bondage, who is bound? Is Atma, the consciousness, bound? Or physical body is bound? Or Sukshmaram is bound? What is bondage? Isn't it? The bondage is just the notion. Okay, erroneous notion is the bondage. That notion is the mind. Therefore, who is bound? Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mochayoho. Mind alone is bound. Mind alone becomes free. Bondage is for the mind. Bondage is for the mind. Freedom also is for the mind in the form of erroneous notion, and freedom in the form of correction of the erroneous notion. Wrong notion is the mind. Corrected right notion also is the mind. Therefore, freedom and bondage is only for the mind, not for the consciousness. Consciousness is ever free. Okay? But erroneous notion about what? Erroneous notion about the self is in the form of what? No, thought, which is a mind. And corrected notion also is what? No, in the form of thought, which is the mind. Therefore, bandha, bondage is also for the mind. Freedom also is for the mind. It's all the mind. Okay? Atma, the consciousness, is ever free, never bound. Therefore, Atma need not attain moksha also. One who is bound on has to attain moksha. Isn't it? And as sthula dehasya, you know, that's why he is here, who is being, that's why that mind. Ignorance is bondage, knowledge is freedom. Who attains knowledge? Does Atma attain jnanam? Does Atma attain jnanam? Does Atma get rid of ignorance? Atma does not attain jnanam. Atma does not get rid of ignorance also. So attainment of knowledge also is what? Ignorance being there in the of thought is mind, and ignorance being removed, having the knowledge in the form of thought is also what? Mind. Therefore, knowledge and ignorance are what? Constitute the mind. Bondage and freedom also were no states of the mind. Understand? Otherwise, they belong to the mind only. Mind alone is bound. Mind alone attains freedom. In the form of notion only. See, notion. Atma is never bound, Atma never attains freedom. Because Atma never attains jnanam, Atma never attains, doesn't have ignorance also. Doesn't need to get rid of ignorance also. Therefore, Atma is what? I, the Self, am the consciousness, the pure knowledge which illumines both ignorance and knowledge, which illumines the wrong notion and the right notion, which is free from both bandha and moksha, and free from ignorance and knowledge. Okay? So consciousness doesn't attain jnanam and attain freedom also. Therefore, nitya muktaha, ever free consciousness. I itself am ever free consciousness. Aham achyutaha. Achyutaha. Achyutaha means, chyutam means that which slips away is called chyutam. Achyuta means that which does not slip away. That which cannot be missed is called achyutaha. Anything can be, any object of knowledge can be missed, can be slipped away from your perception or knowledge. But the knower, you can never slip away from your knowledge. Understand now? I missed it, you can say. I missed that, you can say. I missed myself, you can never say that. No way. It fell off from me, I can say. It falls from my hand. It slips away from my hand. What is that which can never slip away? Is what? That which can never slip away is consciousness. Any slipping away happens in consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, I, the Self, am the consciousness which is ever available, never slipped, never missed. Never is it missed. Achyutaha. In Jagradavastha, achyutaha. Why? In every perception, in every experience, there is aham. As experiencer is what? Ever available. Experiences can be missed, but experiencer can never be missed. And in Swapna Avastha, experienced, but experiencer is ever there. In deep sleep state, there are no experiences, but there is experience, and there are experienced again, but this experiencer is ever there. Experiences change, waking experiences slip in deep sleep state, deep sleep experiences missed in waking state, but the experiencer is never missed. One experience is not there in other experience, it is missed. Whereas consciousness is ever present there as the very experiencer. That's why achyutaha. It's like when you perceive the opaque object, along with the opaque object, what cannot be missed is light, isn't it? So light is achyuta. You can miss, there are so many opaque objects, and you can miss any one of the opaque objects, but what cannot be missed is what? Light. Okay, and invariably present in all the variable opaques is called, that's what, achyuta. Okay, that everything comes and goes, but that which doesn't come and go, in which everything comes and goes, that which can never be missed, that which can never slip away, is what? Consciousness, Atma. Therefore, Achyutaha. I to self am the consciousness which never goes away, never slips away. So, Shankara wants us to drag the aham from the body and resolve the aham in consciousness. Just helps us to see there is really speaking, there is no such thing called aham. There is, this is the vastu. But if at all you want to say aham Brahma. So that what now? We will not say Brahman is of the nature of fullness, Atma is of the nature of fullness, I am unhappy. Okay, this shift should take place. That's the jnana phalam. Jnana phalam. We are missing. Jnanam we get somehow, but jnana phalam is missing. That means what? There is no assimilation. Oh, where's the book here? Therefore, aham achyutaha. Na aham dehaha asadrupaha. Na aham dehaha asadrupaha. I am not the mithya material bhautikaha dehaha, but I am nirgunaha, nishkriyaha, nityaha, nityamuktaha, achyutaha. You have to memorize these verses. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.